continued breezy across the region. We got some pretty good snow numbers in, and we're looking at cooler than average temperatures continuing. I'm meteorologist Ed McIntosh with a regional look of what's happening with your weather across Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas. A lot of the foothill locations reporting 4 to 8, up to 10 inches of snow in some places. The higher elevations picked up some pretty good snow, especially in the mountains of southwest and south central Montana and portions of northern Wyoming. Now that the system starting to wind down, we're going to change our focus into the stronger winds that have been blowing breezy across the region. Strongest winds tomorrow will be in eastern Montana, extending into North Dakota and portions of South Dakota and eastern Wyoming. Wind gusts could be hitting 25 to 45 miles per hour, making temperatures tomorrow afternoon into the 30s to mid-40s feel even cooler. We'll be cooler than average for the next several days, and then a change. More on the weather next.
It's about that time of year again, and Montana Farmers Union Camp up at Arrow Peak in the Highwood Mountains is now open for registration. This is an affordable opportunity for kids to enjoy camp, the great outdoors, learn new skills, and make lifelong friendships. Montana Farmers Union would like to thank this year's sponsors, CHS, Mountain View Co-op, and Farmers Union Insurance. Register today and learn more at montanafarmersunion.com.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
The trend for the next couple of days will be cool mornings, mainly into the 20s, even a few teens in the higher elevations, and afternoon readings mainly in the 30s and 40s all the way through Friday. But we'll start to see the beginning of a warm-up from west to east, starting Friday west of the Continental Divide, then pushing across the rest of the region on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see a few showers along the way, but we're not looking at any significant moisture in the short term, just a couple of cool days, windy tomorrow in eastern Montana and the western Dakotas, and then gradually warming up as this system builds in across the area through the weekend. Highs by Monday will start to move back to or warmer than average, with 50s and 60s region-wide. By Tuesday, a few areas east of the divide could even be talking some low 70s, and maybe around Missoula, we could also see a bit of a warm-up. We'll look for overnight temperatures to also start to climb back up from the 20s and teens to the 30s and 40s. I'm Ed McIntosh.